بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Today inshallah we will discuss the masala of custody of children. In case of separation or divorce, the custody of the children goes to the mother unless she remarries. If she remarries a non-mahram of the children, she will lose custody of her children and the custody will move on to the grandmother and to those female relatives as Sharia has specified. There is much detail in this. In the case of a boy, the mother has the right of custody till the age of 7, and in the case of a girl, the mother has the right of custody till the age of 9. Thereafter, the right of custody of the children moves over to the father. While the children are in the custody of the mother, the father will not be deprived of visiting his children. It is a Shari'i obligation upon the father to provide maintenance for them. Maintenance entails fulfilling their basic requirements of food, clothing, shelter, etc. Likewise, ensuring that the children receive the correct upbringing and education is also the responsibility of the father. Therefore, all the expenses will have to be borne by the father according to his financial status. No specific amount can be stipulated, as the needs and requirements as well as the financial position of people varies. And bear in mind that this ruling is in relation to the case where the children do not have any wealth of their own. If the children possess wealth, then the law of Sharia is that the children's wealth should be used to fulfill their own needs and requirements, unless the father wishes to pay for these expenses from his own wealth.